Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Let's put 2 minutes on the clock here on the Brett Mega Show and see what's trending. I'll read a headline and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. There was that huge jewelry heist that happened at the Louvre.
Yes.
Well, we know the password.
What is it?
I saw this.
Oh, my God. So the password. So they have, like, the password and how they were able to crack into the surveillance system. The password was Louvre. When the thieves stole the $102 million, that is the password.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah. And so
in movies, you're always like, it's too easy.
Yeah,
nope.
Right.
That's
nope.
What the password was. And that's how they were able to, like, they did a bunch of other steps, but how they were able to crack into the security system
was
that.
Who was in charge of that?
That was the password.
Good.
Ocean's 11 on you, man.
Exactly.
Should we just try it? Let's try it. It worked. We're in.
I know it's spelled differently the way it sounds, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's spelled O-L-O-U-V-R-E. Women met another man during bachelorette party, invited him to her wedding, then left her husband and married him instead.
That's crazy.
Wow. It is literally the Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You are the Ariana Grande.
Domingo.
Domingo? Yes. She met a guy, said, hey, why don't you come? His name was Julio. She said, why don't you come to my wedding? He showed up. 6 weeks later, they said, she left her husband.
That's crazy.
For
Julio.
Domingo.
Oh, yeah.
Julio.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yep. Could the viral 3x3 trend improve your life?
What is that?
It's the latest health hack that is going viral on TikTok. It's 3x3 by noon is what they're saying. So it's you walk 3,000 steps, drink 1/3 of your daily water goal, and eat 30 grams of protein all by noon is a good start to your day. And it gets you going. Then it makes you feel like you have more energy. Kind of kick off your day with a good start.
Wow.
Speaking of relationships ending, man says he dumped his girlfriend after she gave him a hall pass to sleep with his old crush.
Yeah, keep it moving.
I mean, pretty much that is a recipe for disaster. Like, your old ex, you can hook up with her one more time. And then they didn't make it? I'm shocked.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
We're actually going to do the opposite of Rihanna. We actually need to put a stop to some of the music. It is the Brett Maga Show. Let's just be honest. Even from a radio station's perspective, some music just sucks. Some music just needs to go away. We would never play any of those types of songs. Of course not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Is there a song that you wish you could just delete from existence? It never existed. Never have to hear it again. What song would it be for you at 855-444-6342? If you want to text in your songs that you just like, please make it go away. For me, this was a no-brainer. I cannot stand this song because it asks literally the dumbest question anyone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Good ask. Who let the dogs out? Who cares?
Really?
I like this song.
Why?
It was in Just Dance.
So? Song is so dumb.
I think it was in Garfield.
Has been in a lot of dog movies. I don't care who let the dogs out. I don't care. The dogs are out. Stop asking me the same damn... Someone asked me... I feel like you're my kids. My kids made a song. You just keep asking the same question over and over and over again. I have answered you. I don't know who let the dogs out, nor do I care where the dog is. I don't even have a dog.
I really like the part where they, like, pant in it.
No.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Yeah, what? Stop. Song is terrible.
It's great.
No, worst song ever. And it always plays in the most cliche way, movies and situations where someone is letting the dogs out. Like, oh, we'll play Who Let the Dogs Out. Genius idea.
Yeah.
No.
Here for it.
All right, Hannah, what song for you?
Okay, this song, actually, I blame radio, actually, for ruining this one. Happy, Pharrell Williams.
The song's good.
It's never been good. It's never been good. Why was this replayed so much?
Because it's fun.
Happy.
Yeah, it's happy.
This isn't happy.
Interesting. All right.
I hate that this is in Despicable Me 2 because that just like, that's such a great movie. So to have it.
It's ruined the film.
Yes.
I think it was made for the film, was it not?
I think it was.
And then it just blew up.
Yeah, because the song is adorable and fun and silly.
Shoved down our throats.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's played everywhere. Everywhere I go, it's haunting me.
And it doesn't make you happy. Well,
no, it doesn't make me happy at all.
Because people are happy, Hannah. All right. What song would you like to delete from existence? We'll give you AB and Kevin's song and then we'll criticize them for not liking the songs next on the Brett Maga Show. Is there a song that you wish you could just delete from existence? You're like, I am so sick of hearing it. I hate it. I don't get it. Why did anyone like it? This was trending and people are just sharing the songs for them. What song would you think, man, I could just never hear again and be happy? What are people saying on the text line, Hannah?
Rude by Magic.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I love that song. Yeah,
that's so interesting which ones we all pick. And everyone always, so far, someone has said a song and someone has loved the song.
Yeah. And I feel like we've all said songs that we play here on the station, so that's really interesting. another one is kind of rude to the Christmas theme, Santa Baby.
Some of those Christmas Santa songs, Baby. I could delete them from existence or whatever. Yeah. AB, what was the song that you chose?
I have always hated the song Diamonds by Rihanna. We're beautiful like diamonds in the sun. Something about it, shine my friends like know it. I agree with this one. I like this one.
Yes,
work, 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 where she just says work a lot. Like, all right, stop telling me what to do. I don't like these songs. Like, who let the dogs out? Work, 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 stop repeating. But you never like Diamonds.
No, I don't know. Something about the vibe. The energy's off.
I might be a Rihanna hater. Now that I think about it, a lot of her songs annoy me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, what was it for you?
This song might be a little controversial. I love the message. I hate the song mainly because I don't think it actually fits the singer. And it was a crossover hit for Carrie Underwood.
It was probably her biggest song.
I know. I don't know if it's the violin. I don't know if it's
know.
The bathroom cologne.
The one thing I will agree with,
because I
actually like the song. I think the song is great. I would agree that Carrie Underwood is adorable and sweet and amazing. She doesn't give across like Louisville Slugger to the car.
It's not her style, her vibe.
I think that's what I like about it, is you wouldn't expect it.
I just feel like she would do something petty to get back at someone. She is not, if you saw Carrie Underwood walk out with a bat, you'd be like, she's going to the batting cage. She's not going to go hit a car.
Oh, I'm here for it.
I just could not. I agree with Kevin in the fact that I just could not see Carrie be such a badass, but I love the song. The song is good.
Sorry. Too much countrified for me.
Happy Friday. It's the Brett Maga Show. Thank you for kicking off your weekend with us. Let's hit you with all your entertainment news. What's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag, Hannah?
Sydney Sweeney's latest idea for charity might be genius, or it might cause the biggest rift in Hollywood. We'll talk about it next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Sydney Sweeney is like deep in her boxing era right now. And what started out as just being like a part of her script for her upcoming movie Christy, where she plays famous boxer Christy Martin, turned into like an actual hobby that Sydney's continued on with. So much so that Sydney Sweeney in real life wants to have a celebrity charity boxing match. She says this isn't as hypothetical as you think it is. And when it comes to who will be in this thing, she says you'll just have to wait and see the pay-per-view. So like she actually has been practicing boxing for this movie and she wants to continue it on and thinks it would be a great idea to make money in Hollywood is to have celebrities box
they
each
did
other.
That a couple of years ago.
They did do it a couple of years ago. They were so there's zero chance I think this ends up happening because she's like pretty much an A-list celebrity
right now.
Yeah.
And like the people who did do it were like, you know, like mediocre celebrities.
Yeah.
I just could never imagine an A-list celebrity doing this or competing in this. But I will say this, I'm not surprised by that though. I did one of these celebrity boxing matches and so I had to train for it. And as you start training and learning the sport, you do kind of want to test it. You're like, this seems stupid to want to get punched in the face, but I kind of want to see what it's like to get punched in the face in a match. So you kind of like want to experience it. And while you're being trained by people, you're being trained by people that have experienced it. And they describe it as the coolest experience in the world. And so you're just dying to walk out to the ring, experience a match. And someone who's done it, it is without a doubt probably one of the top three coolest things I've ever done
really?
In my life. Walking out to a ring to fight someone is it's so hype.
And
it's
I'm
so
sure
cool.
There's some celebrities you'd like to punch.
That's right? What I'm saying. Yeah. I feel like no matter who like would be paired against Sydney Sweeney, you would think in real life that they had beef. Like, who's setting out to punch her? It would feel like she's kind of a controversial character in Hollywood. So it would feel so personal. So that would be really interesting to me. But it's for the charity.
Definitely not surprised. She wants to do it, but I don't think she'll ever do it.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day and see if you can figure it out. Average person will do this 5 times in their lifetime.
I think the average person will travel to a different country 5 times in their life.
Ooh, 5 times out of the country. All right.
I do think it has something to do with travel. It's you're going to move. You're going to get a new apartment or a new house 5 times in your lifetime.
Okay. Good guess, too.
I feel like this might be high, but I'm going to say have like 5 boyfriends or 5 girlfriends.
5 different relationships? Good guesses. I feel like it's kind of sort of related to travel. Kind of, sort of. When you hear the answer, you'll know. But if you can think of something kind of, sort of related to travel, and the average person will do this 5 times in their lifetime, 855-444-6342. If you want to text in your guesses, the answer's coming away next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. The average person will do this 5 times in their lifetime.
You hinted that it was something like travel-ish.
Yeah.
So some of the texts on the text line, like Hattie says, traveling for work.
Mm-mm.
Like how AB and I can take some work trips sometimes.
Oh, can they get 5 work trips or something?
No, it's kind of. You probably have to be traveling to do this.
Augie says renewing your passport.
No. Locking your keys in your car.
Oh, 5 times.
Average person
that's
will
bad.
Lock their keys in their car 5 times in their lifetime.
Anybody do it while it's still running, or am I the only one?
Kevin!
Only one.
Yep.
There you go, Kev. Yeah. We're going to play a game called Can You Name 5 in 10 Seconds? See if you can handle the challenge next on the Brett Mega Show. All right, we're going to play a little game. Can you name 5 in 10 seconds here on the Brett Mega Show? And you could play along. I had thought this was going to be very challenging, but then I heard how long 10 seconds is. And I thought to myself, y'all got this. Like, let's sit in silence for 10 seconds, guys. That was only 2 seconds.
I was going to say, we're going to get the dead air.
Everyone freaked out. Like, that's you guys have a lot of time. Yeah. So I don't want to hear any complaints if we just couldn't even last 2 seconds of silence. All right. So I will hand you something I think that you should be able to get 5 of in 10 seconds. Let's start with AB since she's the worst at these.
Come on, you can do it, AB.
Everyone's cheering you on. AB, I will give you the topic and then immediately start the clock. You have to name 5 of them.
Okay.
This is something you do every single day. I need 5 songs in 10 seconds of songs you hear on the radio.
Daisies. Golden. Senorita.
Newark!
A Jelly Roll song.
You couldn't.
He's
do
like
it.
Fighting Maybe. For his life every day.
You worked in radio for years.
Taylor Swift. You guys are going through Taylor Swift's
Taylor song. Swift's album. Yeah. You couldn't. You got 3. A Jelly Roll song should not even count as 4.
Oh, my God. Honestly, I did better than I thought I would.
Honestly, I'm really proud of myself, actually, after this moment.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have thought of Daisies.
Okay. Hannah, your category is, and I will start the clock as soon as I give you the category, football teams.
Okay. Packers, Steelers, Jaguars, Cowboys, and...
I need cities, but go ahead. Give me whatever.
I can't take it anymore.
One more. Oh, my God.
Come on, man. Yo,
that
man.
Was so good, though.
Yeah, she started off.
You whipped him out.
You had him, man.
Yeah.
Rams, Browns, Eagles.
She's pissed. Chiefs. Hannah takes these games serious.
Oh. Chiefs. Wow, what a L. Oh,
yeah.
Eagle. Did you say Eagles? No. You didn't say Eagles either?
I think they all blended in. I'm just scared to check my phone because I know boyfriend Julian's going to light me up for that.
4. Did not get it.
All right.
Kevin,
it's the clock sound.
This is it.
Kevin, you have a daughter. Types of makeup.
Avon. Blush. Lipstick.
I'm going to count it.
I don't know. Why would I know this? Rouge.
Rouge. I have no idea what you're saying.
I have no
Kevin,
idea.
Avon was the most... Boomer answer I've ever
what
heard.
What is that?
That's a brand.
It's a brand.
Is that supposed to say like Oil of Olay? Face cream? What? I don't know.
You guys were great.
That was bad.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.